There was one particular monastery toward the end of the journey in 1998, and it was in this monastery where we were given a private audience with a holy man. And in this audience, we had the opportunity to ask him the question that I had asked every monk and every nun through the translators that we had come across. And it was his answer that became so powerful in my understanding of how the ancient traditions play into our lives today. I asked the holy man, when we see your mudras and your mantras and the bells and the bowls and the gongs and the chimes and the incense, when we see you chant for 14, 18 hours a day, when we see your prayers on the outside, I said, what happens? What does happen to you on the inside? What happens inside of your body? And he looked at me, then through the translator, he chuckled, and he began to share with me something that was so powerful and so profound, yet so simple. And what he said to me, he says, you've never seen our prayers, because a prayer cannot be seen. He said, what you have seen is what we do to create a feeling in our bodies. And the feeling is the prayer. The feeling is the prayer. And then he turned it on me and he asked me, he says, how do you do it in your culture? And what I began to understand is when our biblical text, our religious documents were edited in the 3rd and 4th century, much of the information that was lost is precisely the information that tells us how powerful and how important feeling and emotion are in our culture, in our society, and in our prayers. And without that information, many of us perhaps believe if we say the right words, the right number of times, the right time of day, or the right time of year, that we have in fact said the prayer. And we wonder sometimes why our prayers aren't answered. And what this man was telling me was that the words are not the prayers. He said it's the feeling that underlies the words. And that all of the chants, all of the tones, all of the time they're spending in these monasteries and the nunneries, this is what it took for them, how long it took for them to get into the place where they could embody that feeling in their lives. Well, this is going to be important for us in just a little while as we begin discussing the lost modality of prayer, feeling-based prayer, and what it means in our lives today.